Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Good morning, my Dhamma brothers and Dhamma sisters. I will talk on Dhamma regarding to Naya Vipassana. Naya Vipassana, indebted inside. This term Naya Vipassana used in India. This dance became popular in Asian India. But the Sri Lanka meditation teachers on those days used this term, Kalapa Samasana. Kalapa Samasana means contemplation by group. Kalapa Samasana. These tools are now it is called Vipassana inside meditation subject. Naya Vipassana, inductive insight. Or practical way of Vipassana. Whoever wish to follow this practice, first we must know the object. The object of Vipassana. Before explanations of the object of Vipassana, first, I want to explain two techniques of meditation. There are two meditation techniques, as you know, Samatha and Vipassana. Through Samatha practice, we can establish concentration on the concept object. The object is not a reality, it's just a concept object. Concept is panyati. Panyati is not a reality, just a concept. So Samatha's object is one of concept. On concept object, we can cultivate or we can establish our concentration. Concept objects means if you take the breathe in, breathe out as a meditation object. You must consider this breathe in, breathe out as a concept. On the concept object, you can cultivate or develop your concentration. The concept object, when it changes to be Patibhaga Nimitta, imaginary object. For example, your object to breathe in, breathe out, change as a two lines smoking or two-line light. That is called nimitta, the sign of object. If you walk with the sign of the object or nimitta, you can attain the jhana step by step. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, or sometimes fifth jhana. The jhana's result is abhinya, higher knowledge. If you wish to attain Mega and Pala, if you want to experience Nirvana, you must change your technique from Samatha technique to Vipassana. Choosing the concentration on the object or concept, you must focus the object of reality. You should not remain concept object. The mind works with the concept object. You must use that mind as the object of vipassana. For example, when you practice samatha meditation, you work with the concept object of breathing, breathe out. If you wish to change vipassana technique, you must face the object, which is a walk with the breathe in, breathe out concept object. That is a mind. Mind walks with the breathe in, breathe out object. And vipassana practice, you must use the mind as the object of you. The object of vipassana must be reality. Reality is paramattha, ultimate sense. If you change the object, you enter the way of vipassana. Therefore, samatha and vipassana, samatha object, imaginary object. Samatha works with imaginary object. Vipassana works with reality object. Samatha samadhi, concentration by samatha. The object of concentration or samatha is on concept object, panyati, or imaginary object. The concentrations of vipassana, or vipassana samadhi, on the reality object. Some may confuse without a concentration. Vipassana practice is impossible, but knowledge is impossible. Therefore, they believe whoever wishes to practice vipassana, at first they should follow samatha method. Samatha, the way of, by way of samatha, we can establish concentration. So without the approaching samatha, pure vipassana impossible. Some think in this way. That is not correct. Why? Without the samadhi, vipassana is impossible. That is correct. The Buddha said, samahitasa jnana, samahito yathabhutam janati pasati. One who has concentration, he realizes and sees. That is samadhi, is the two types of samadhi. Samatha samadhi, vipassana samadhi. According to object, these two types of samadhis are quite different. Samatha samadhis work with concept object, imaginary object. Vipassana samadhi work with real object, paramattha. Even concentration by nature the same, but the object is quite different. Therefore, you can choose two ways, samatha pobhengama vipassana. Samatha pobhengama vipassana, you are vipassana preceded by samatha. Vipassana pobhengama samatha, or you can go to directly to vipassana. Anyway, it is possible because whatever practice may be, samatha or whether samatha or vipassana, you must start with the concentration. If you wish to establish the samatha samadhi, you must work with the imaginary object. If you establish the vipassana, you must establish a concentration with the object of reality. Even breathe in, breathe out. The object of breathe in, breathe out. If you follow the samatha, you should not think about the natures of air element. According to concept, you must use this object, breathe in, breathe out. Just a concept object. But if you wish to follow pure vipassana method with this object, you should not think, just breathe in, breathe out. But you must notice the natures of air element. You should notice three points, three objects, if you follow the vipassana. Breathe in this air element, the nature of motion. Then the sensitive body where the air touched, that is another nature. Meeting of these two, air element, by touching of air element, the sensitive body, due to meeting of these two, body consciousness arises. So air element, sensitive body, these two are matter. But body consciousness, depending on these two, which is arises, is nama or mind. So you should notice these two nama rupa. mind and matter. That is the way of vipassana. The way of vipassana. You should not remain as a samatha, only breathe in, breathe out. So even anapana object, the contemplation method is different. The manner of contemplation is a different way. The type of object is different. Therefore, we should analyze these two ways, samatha or vipassana. Whatever may be, if you like, you can go past samatha practice, then vipassana. Or you want to directly follow the vipassana, you can do. What is the difference between the two practice, between the two techniques of meditation? Commentary explain. If you follow the samatha bhavangama vipassana, insight preceded by samatha. First you follow the samatha practice, after that you change your technique into vipassana. This way is easier for you. He gave a simile. If you wish to cross over a river, you can use two ways. You can swim from this bank to the next banks. That is one way. Another way is you can take a boat. Which is better for you? So commentary explain. Samatha come first, vipassana follow. This is it. Compared to a person who wish to cross a river by boat. So that is easier, I want to say. If you go to with the pure vipassana method, that is compared to a person who swimming from this bank to next bank. That is a commentary explanation. In Buddha's lifetime, the Aliya period, many Buddha's disciples, they followed samatha first, then vipassana. After they have succeeded samatha, they practice vipassana. For example, you know the stories of Julabandhaka. The Buddha handed over a piece of white cloth to Julabandhaka to practice on the cloth, white cloth. White cloth is Odhadakasina. Odhadakasina, the divide of which color is white. Venerable Julabandhaka walk with the white device object. White means just a concept. He walk with the color, white, white, white. Walks with the mind, first he look at with his eye, later he look at in his mind, with the mind, then imaginary object appear. Using this white device, Venerable Julabandhaka attain the first jhana. Then increase concentration, second jhana. Increase more concentration, third jhana. Reducing jhana factors one after the other, one by one. He attained the fourth jhana. In the method of four jhana system, he attained the highest rupa jhanas, four jhanas. After that, he withdraw from jhana. The Buddha create the white piece of cloth, become dirty. On seeing that, he changed his technique because of my body. Because of my body, white kadinas become, the white piece of cloth become dirty. Considering, and that is a contemplation, fits into vipassana. Then the Buddhas gave the way. Just as the Buddha sent a song with the brilliant. But he think the Buddha come into being. The Buddha appeared in front of him, instruct him. The Buddha said, not only the white cloth is become dirty, you are mine also dirty. There are impurities, lobha, dosa, moha, or raga, dosa, moha. These are mental impurities. You must try to remove these mental impurities. The Buddha instructed. Following instruction of the Buddha, he contemplated the reality object. Then his inside knowledge is increased, become stronger and stronger. After that, he attained Sotapattimagga, Sri Antarin, the path of Sri Antarin, then Sotapattiphala, the fruition of Sri Antarin. After that, Sakaragami Mega, Sakaragami Phala, Anagami Mega, Anagami Phala, Arata Mega, Arata Phala. According to progressive practice, he attained up to Radha Mega and Radha Phala, became Arahant. In that case, we cannot jump without attainment of Sotapatti Mega, Sotapatti Phala. The Mega Phala, the serial number, cannot be jumped. There are some who assumed without approaching Sotapatti Mega, Sakaragami Mega, jumped into Anagami Mega, or jumped Arahant. It is impossible. That is progressive, step by step, massacre. Even Buddha, not directly become Buddha. The Buddha's meditation object is anapana, breathe in, breathe out. First, the Buddha attained jhana and abhinya. After that, he changed his technique, face to in reality, paramattha object. Then the Buddha attained Sotapatti Mega, Sakaragami Mega. After that, Anagami Mega and Arahata Mega. Mega in path and fruition according to serial number. After attainment of, just after immediately attainment of Arahata Mega, the Buddhas became the Buddha, fully enlightenment. omniscient knowledge. Na ayatani kewa inyapati vedo. Arhata mega. Just a beginning. We cannot attain arhata mega. Whatever may be, we must go step by step. We cannot jump. So, samatha and vipassana. Whatever technique may be, samatha, pavingama, vipassana, or vipassana, pavingama, samatha. Whatever may be, you can follow. Some people think, thought, pure vipassana method is impossible. That is also not correct. Pure vipassana method also possible. Because of concentration is quite different from samatha concentration. Samatha samadhi, vipassana samadhi as a object different. Who followed pure vipassana method? He is to be called panya vimoda. Liberation by means of knowledge. And vipassana practice, knowledge is leading subject, leading condition. In samatha practice, concentration is leading subject, leading condition. Who followed pure vipassana method? He became panya vimoda, panya vimoda. It's a liberation by means of panya, by means of knowledge. Anguttara Nikaya, Yukkanatha Sutta, explain about that. Samatha Bhavangama Vipassana, Vipassana Bhavangama Samatha, Samatha Vipassana Yukkanatha, side by side. Anyway, the most important is it, just attainment, enlightenment. Just today enlightenment, that is important. So, naya vipassana. If we follow the naya vipassana, inductive insight, or kalapa samasana, contemplation by group. How to start? This is vipassana. According to three prajna, full understanding, or perfect knowledge, realization, fully realization, prajna, prajna. Pri here means fully. Nya means understanding, full understanding, or full comprehension. Whatever translation may be, prajna means perfect knowledge, and it is free. First, we must know three types of prajna. Number one is jñāta prajna. Jñāta means the conditioned things to be known. Jñāta means to be known, things to be known. Things to be known means, what is the things here? Nāma-rūpa. Nāma-rūpa should be known. We must know nāma-rūpa. First we must learn what is nāma, what is rūpa. We are composed of nama rupa. Only nama rupa we have. Apart from nama rupa, there is nothing. Nothing exists. In colloquial language, if we say we have only mind and body, physical body and mind, only these two. Physical body is metta, mind is nama, physical body is rupa, mind is nama, nama rupa. We have only nama rupa. These nama rupas are to be known, must be known, must be understood. Therefore, the Pali tongue is used, nyata. Nyata means what it should be understood. What it should be understood means nama rupa. Realization of nama rupa, what it should be understood. That is called nyata prajna. In nyata prajna, how to understand what it should be understood? In that case, first we must know two types of characteristic. Any Dhamma has with a characteristic. We can find out the Dhamma through characteristic. That is quite a symbol. We remember, we recognize, we remember the Ibn Pasans through his characteristic or through Mena. We know that the Pasan, who is he or who is she? By seeing his style, or hairstyle, dress style, or the figure, fat or thin, tall or short. According to characteristic, we note perception. According to this way, in the same way, if we wish to find out nama rupa, we must find through their characteristic. So characteristic are two types. Sabhava, lakana. Individual characteristic. Samanya, lakana. Universal characteristic. They are two different characteristics. Individual characteristic is own nature. For example, Pasa's own nature is quite different from the own natures of Vedana. Pasa's characteristic is contact to the object. Vedana's characteristic, individual characteristic, is a feeling or experience in the object. Sanya's perception of the object. So object is quite different. Characteristic is quite different. Patavi's characteristic, you see, Patavi's characteristic is kakala, lakana, are the element. The hardness is the characteristic. Hardness and softness is characteristic of Tawi. The characteristic of air element is the natures of motion. The characteristic of fire element is heat. Quite different according to their characteristic. That is called individual characteristic. When you start Namarupa as an object of vipassana, you must see, you must try to find out the nature or the characteristic of Dhamma. For example, whether the object of breathe in, breathe out, you can find the natures of air element. Air element's individual characteristic is motion. So air is with the natures of motion. If you find the natures of motion, you see the individual characteristic of air element. If you see in your body somewhere there is a heating goal, you notice the heating goal. That is, you find out the natures of fire element. That is called individual characteristic, the bhava lakana. By means of the bhava lakana, you find nama rupa. You find the object, vipassana object. So, to start with the jnata prajna, you must try to realize the individual characteristic. Not only the object, not only the metta object, you must see mind objects also. For example, in, breathe out, if you notice three types of natures, the natures of motion, this air element, no strict sensitive body, that is it, the natures of metta, then depending on these two, body consciousness arises. That is a mind. First, you're trying to find out these three. On practice of breathe in, breathe out meditation, there are three phenomena: sensitive body, breathe in, breathe out, the air element, breathe in, breathe out. Then, depending on these two, body consciousness. These three things, out of these three things, air element is matter because it cannot aware of the object, other object. Sensitive body, that it also has no natures of awareness of other object. Therefore, these are ever change, perishable. They have with the characteristic of perish. Therefore, these two are metta. Then, depending on the two mettas, body consciousness arises. This body consciousness is quite different from the other two. It is aware of these two. Therefore, with the awareness or characteristic, it is called nama. Inclined towards the object, nama. So in that case, you can define what is a rupa, what is a nama. That is the most important to begin vipassana practice. So you can define nama rupa. There is only nama and rupa exist. There is nothing to be called I. There is nothing to be called my property. Just a nama and just a rupa. Nama rupa is according to it is nature, rise and fall. So you can understand only nama rupa exist. Not beings, not I, not he or she. So that is called jnata prajna. You realize what it should be known. You understand, fully understand what it should be understood. Jnata prajna. After that, you must consider the conditions also. Namarupa arises. It arises without a condition or not. If you contemplate, you find out the cause of Namarupa. You see, during practice of breathe in, breathe out, depending on breathe in, breathe out, and depending on air element and the sensitive body, body consciousness arises. If it's so, breathe in, breathe out, and the sensitive body, these two are cause. Without these two cause, body consciousness cannot arise. So you can notice in this way. That is a goal, knowledge of causality. First, you find out the only nama rupa, that is analytical knowledge of mind and matter, nama rupa pricheda. If you have a nama rupa pricheda, you can see nama deity visuddhi. Your view is become pure. Nama rupana yathava dasana deity visuddhi nama. Seeing only nama rupa as they really are is called purification of view. So in this way, vipassana should be started with the individual characteristic. Therefore, whoever start to vipassana practice first must try to see what it should be understood, nama rupa or conditioned things, by means of individual characteristic. We should not start with anicca dukkha anatta. Anicca dukkha anatta is universal characteristic. Universal characteristic, when you are inside knowledge, increase at that time, you can see, you can attain this knowledge. And when you attain Uriyabhaya Jnana. So vipassana, as a foundation of vipassana, first we must walk. We must attain Namarupa Pricheda and Paccaya Pariggha. These two knowledges are very important. Actually, these two knowledges are just a foundation of vipassana, not really vipassana. So first we must have a foundation. Like that, if you wish to construct a building, you must lay foundation strongly. Without a foundation, the buildings cannot be. In this way, if you wish to construct your vipassana, you must lay foundation of vipassana. What is the foundation of vipassana? Nama rupa pricheda jnana, analytical knowledge of mind and matter, paccaya pariggha, knowledge of causality. These two are very important. Therefore, as a meditators who wish to follow, who are following the vipassana practice, first we must know the base knowledge, these points. Let me conclude my Dhamma talk. by saying, my wish, may you all be healthy and happy, may you all attain Nirvana.